Can you tell me about your first ancestor and what kind of organism it was as it came to life through spontaneous generation?
You know, that you're going back again to where you know we can't answer that exact question.
Have you ever witnessed life coming from non-life?
Would we expect to, though, Matt? Is that something that we'd expect to see?
He said that because there are laws such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing. Do you agree with that statement? Yes or no, and why?
I'm not Stephen Hawking by any chance, any stretch of the imagination. He was a thinker. That's what he did all day long. He sat in a wheelchair and he thought about these things. Because it's an absolute statement. And I don't believe in absolute statements.
Okay, let's pause there for a second. Are you absolutely sure that you don't believe in absolute statements?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you really believe that it's logical and rational to believe that an explosion out of chaos produced order and planets in a perfect orbit?
Well, what do you call a perfect orbit? Can we take a 30-second break here so I can go get rid of my milk? Okay, thanks, guys. Hey, Matt, if you need to go pee, do it now.
All right, thanks, man. If Christianity were true, if the God of the Bible was the God that existed, would you accept it? Would you believe in him?
Well, what do you mean by believe?
Mark, listen. It just seems to me like you're certain that there's no certainties. And it seems like...
Absolutely, there's no certainties. I said that at the beginning.
Mark, are you certain of that, though?
It just absolutely. Like, absolutely, there's no certainties.
So what do you think of that statement? Do you think that's a logical position that we could have been designed by a fourth grader?
Well, I think it's interesting that our honesty in the way that we view the natural world is always used against us.
Atheists continued to be like that of a rabid chihuahua, not leaving Matt Powell alone.
He's tactical.
Yeah, he's. I've always said that Matt Powell's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a walking charisma machine, and that's the problem.
And he's a manipulation machine.
Well, he's quick. He's witty.
I want you to keep in mind, Mr. Matt Powell never wanted to deal with this guy. He actually, on repeated occasions, says, "Leave me alone. Stop, 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 stop."
Let's get together. We'll be in the middle. Wherever you're at, wherever you're at in Michigan, and where I'm at, we'll be in the middle. And you bring your camera, I'll bring my camera. You can post what you want to post, and I'll post the truth. I dare it. Let's see if this happens. The Raging Atheist is posting a challenge to Matt Powell.
But the Raging Atheist kept on making video after video after video. And then finally Matt Powell got tired of it. This has been going on for a long time. And finally Matt Powell said, "You know what? Let me roll up my sleeves and box this idiot."
Your position is that the world created itself, correct?
I think I'm an offshoot of the universe. We're all offshoots of the Big Bang.
Since when do you see a Big Bang or an explosion creating anything? Have you ever observed that?
I'm not an expert on explosions.
Do you believe that it's rational and logical to believe that an explosion out of chaos produced order?
Man, this is the same repetitive crap, Matt. Do I believe that... Repeat it again. Man, I should know it by heart, but repeat it again.
Do you believe that an explosion out of chaos produced order?
I have no idea. I wasn't there. What do you mean?
You see that? That's not nice either. If you were standing in the middle of that, I guarantee you wouldn't be able to produce life from it. You just simply, broke.
Do you believe that it's rational and logical to believe that 10 to the 164th power happening simultaneously trillions of times over could happen by chance? Or do you think it's more rational to believe it happened by design, and why?
My response will be the same as before. It's the same as before, Matt. It's the same as before. It's the same exact response.
Do you believe that an explosion out of chaos produced order?
Out of chaos? Whoever said that an explosion out of chaos? From
one out of 100,000 million millions chances is chaos.
So you say.
Do you believe that it's rational and logical to believe that a unconscious, dead material became living and conscious material through spontaneous generation? Or do you think it's more logical to believe it was designed? And
this
why?
This is your pond scum to human evolution. Same answer, Matt. Move on.
What is more plausible to you? Intelligent design or things coming into being by chance? And why?
What we are saying is we are apes.
Intelligent design or things coming into being by chance?
We are evolved apes.
I probably more likely things coming to being by chance, but what's the point of the question? Because you're trying to dismiss evolution.
Why do you believe it's
probably like my fourth or fifth time I've answered that question to you, but I answered. Move on.
That's the reason why Matt Powell had a position of strength.
I definitely felt through most of it that Matt was winning.
Is it worth it interacting with him? Or are you just increasing the purview that he has and the reach that he has? Because he's not going to change his mind. Who are you compelling?
So let me ask you this. Is one out of 100,000 million millions with a bunch of zeros a great possibility?
No.
So you accept by faith that came about on its own?
There could have been a universal mind pulling the strings of evolution. There could have been a universal mind that sprang us up just like that. 90,000 years ago, as the science would indicate. Maybe we came from the stars. There's a theory that we came from the stars, and we just gave away all of our technology. We didn't want it no more, and we started over. And yet, here we are again.
But that takes faith. That takes irrational faith to believe that.
No, it takes an imagination to consider it.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
Just imagine. Look at the look on Matt Powell's face. I love it. It's kind of like the look I give whenever I'm dealing with an idiot. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, whatever you say there, fella.
It's surprising to me that you, Matt Powell, would dedicate your life to lies with a belief system that is entirely fraudulent. You fly me up to Michigan and we'll have a cup of coffee on camera. And I guarantee the result will not be the same as it was in your movie.
The first law of thermodynamics states that matter cannot be created or destroyed. It's known as the conservation of matter and energy. So if we are in a closed system, and at one point there was no time, no space, no matter, there was just this little infinitesimal amount of space, if that space exploded and created time, created space, and matter, that would violate the very first law of thermodynamics. So all I'm trying to get the atheists to understand is that it's okay. If you want to be an atheist, that's fine. But it violates the first law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics states that everything in order tends to go towards disorder. Ordered things go towards disorder. But we have to ask the question, well, why is there order, right? I mean, if the expansion rate would have changed after the Big Bang by one part out of 100,000 million million, nothing would exist. To top it off, after that, a protein coming into existence, just one functional protein coming into existence from non-existence through abiogenesis, the odds of that one protein alone out of the trillion proteins that are out there in the universe, trillions and trillions, is 10 to the 164th power. So that is an insane number. That number is just beyond crazy. And so the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God, and now we can see at the microscopic level that everything declares the glory of God. And so all I'm stating is that if the universe is winding down, why do we have order? Why did this explosion out of chaos produce order? Unless there was intelligence involved. Look, I'm willing to grant that even if evolution were true, that this would still have to be the problem that all atheists face. And they're going to have to face this problem whether they like it or not. And the truth is that there are things we can be sure of. There is absolute truth. Every boy, woman, man, child, when they're brought into this earth, have a yearning and a desire for God.
If you want to watch the rest of this video where Matt Powell puts this monkey over his knee and begins spanking him wildly, go for it. Now, I want you to keep in mind, Mr. Matt Powell never wanted to deal with this guy.
I think it's important to call out people like Matt Powell, because we are prepared to attack him from all angles. Whatever angle he's coming from, you need to be ready for that and just put everything else aside. You need to answer every single question he throws at you to make him look like an idiot, because he is. He's a very, very smart idiot.
There's now way more reasons not to debate him than there are to debate him now.
Matt Powell and Kent Hovind and a few others I could mention have no concept of respect for integrity of knowledge.
No.
They just say things are true because they want them to be true.
Yeah.
So that's one of those things that Kent Hovind will say that you will never find in any scientific paper, article, or book. And the same thing with when he says, to this day, despite everybody correcting him, he still says that, well, you believe, you know, evolutionists believe we came from a rock, except that no evolutionist ever believed that. Nobody, yeah. Not one, not ever.
So there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. Young Earth creationism in a nutshell. Laughter and no counter evidence. Who'd have thunk that? So, Matt, I am now challenging you to a debate. Let's have a debate on this very subject.
These mutations are defined as neutral, but they cannot be weeded out by natural selection. So if mutations building up in populations over time continues over these generations, we will go extinct. And that's why evolution is false. It is not true. It is falsified at the fundamental of what a mutation even is. The very thing that's supposed to drive evolution, the very model that you're proposing, proposes that mutations are what caused us to evolve from literal fish to land-dwelling animals, all the way up from Lucy, all the way up to mankind. Well, is this it? Are we done evolving? No. I don't want to take up all the time. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
You once said that rocks conceived. Do you still believe that?
We know that evolution teaches that because it is, like I said earlier, it's defined as chemical evolution. And then number two, I can actually show you a paper that actually explains this. So I'm going to go to the paper right now, actually. The title of the paper is that you owe your life to a rock, Mr. Jones. And of course, this is one of the things that you brought up in your videos is a supposed lie that Matt Powell and Kent Hovind spew, but it is common knowledge. I'm going to look it up here. The title of the paper is You Owe Your Life to a Rock. Here it is. You owe your life to a rock. Erosion of metal-rich granite long ago set the stage for multicellular organisms. Check this out. This is literally what your theory is saying. It says, thank goodness for granite. This is how the article starts out. Thank goodness for granite. You know what? I would thank God for life, not rock. Thank God that we're alive. Thank goodness for granite. If not for the formation and subsequent erosion of large quantities of metal-rich granite, these heavy metal elements, Mr. Jones, had to erode from the granite that somehow came here by chance, a rock that we can't create on purpose, somehow created itself by chance, and then when it was raining for 2 million years, it eroded the rocks to a point where multicellular life
would now be able to use those chemical compounds to survive. That is what evolution teaches. That is chemical evolution. That is the fundamental of the theory.
I'd have to read that again. I did read it once, but I'd have to read that again to make sure.
It is what we're saying. So I'm not lying. You accuse me of lying.
Life are already on this planet, though.
What's that?
Some of the ingredients were already on this planet.
Yes, but the ingredients for life would not have assembled themselves if it weren't for the heavy metal elements that came out of the granite rock when it was being rained on for 2 million years, according to the model. I was going to say, so single-celled organisms could exist without it, but multicellular organisms, according to evolution, could not have existed, according to this paper, could not have existed unless these heavy metal elements were eroded from the rocks. So when you come on here and say, nobody believes, or when you get on your channel, nobody believes that we came from rocks, that's just a lie. You're just hearing that from other atheist YouTubers. Because this is what evolution teaches. If evolution teaches that the Earth was a hot, molten ball of rock, and then it rained on the rocks for millions of years, and out of that soup came me and you over generations and variations, that is what evolution teaches then, is that we evolved from rocks, that we descended from the chemical elements contained in these rocks. So that is the model.
I'll have to read up on that because I didn't anticipate that question.
I'm not trying to be down on you, Mr. Jones, but isn't it kind of not a good thing to get on video and to bash me and say Matt Powell's a liar, he's just making all this stuff up, he's disgusting, when I have sources for everything that I brought forth today, sources for every claim that you said I've lied about. I brought sources forward. So I would just encourage you to make sure to do research before you jump onto discussions like this, and don't call me a liar for making a certain claim that has been verified in this discussion, because it is a true claim. This is the model.
The rock thing, no, I don't believe for one second, no, because I think you're oversimplifying, because you said on video that a rock... You said on video that a rock conceived.
What I said was...
Can you tell me how a rock conceives?
Can you say that again? I can barely hear you. Are you asking me about how a rock conceives?
You said on video a rock... They believe, your exact words, they believe a rock conceived.
Correct.
You tell me how a rock can conceive.
I don't believe it can conceive.
But you said it did.
But no, your model is claiming that it did because it rained.
You said it did.
It rained on the rock. And the rock, within that rock, heavy elements came out, and then we evolved from those heavy elements. That means that we were conceived from rocks. It's not hard to figure out.
Not conceived at all. It's a total misrepresentation. You're trying to oversimplify things, and it's ridiculous.
It is not a misrepresentation.
It is complete misrepresentation. Well, you said a rock conceived. How does a rock conceive?
Then let the viewers decide. The viewers can pull up the article for themselves that says in the title of
it. I'll pull it up myself, yeah.
You owe your life to a rock. That's the title
of the
article.
I'll read the paper. But I'm asking you right now, how does a rock conceive?
You tell me. I don't believe that it did.
What does it say in the paper that a rock conceived? What does it say in the theory of evolution that a rock conceived?
At this point, we're just arguing hermeneutics. You're moving the goalpost.
I'm not moving the goalpost at all. I'm not moving the goalpost at all.
I've explained.
You mentioned rocks.
I've argued on this many times.
All right, gentlemen, let's relax. Let's try to do it one at a time here.
That's fair enough. You mentioned rocks. You said a rock conceived. On one of your videos, you said that this is the theory of evolution. This is what it teaches, a rock conceived. You tell me, where in the theory of evolution does it say a rock conceived?
The reason that we know that according to evolution, a rock would have conceived is because, and I've explained this many times, I'm going to explain it one more time and then I'm done. Because these heavy chemical elements that were contained in the rocks were rained on and were eroded out of the rocks. And then those heavy chemical elements were what made our life possible. So yes, the title of the article is You Owe Your Life to a Rock, and that is what they are saying. They say, thank goodness for granite or we wouldn't be here. They're saying we descended from rocks. They're saying that life came about via spontaneous generation, via soup. And you said that the RNA world was a good mechanism to rely on. That's the one that I personally buy into, is the RNA world hypothesis, which I debunked just about 30 minutes ago. Sunlight and water destroys DNA. So how is life going to assemble itself in sunlight and water on rocks? Explain that to me.
Well, I still haven't had an answer about how a rock conceived. A word does it say?
I've answered you three times.
No, you didn't.
Three times on this.
No, you didn't. How does a rock conceive? How does a rock produce an egg?
Mr. Jones, I'm not going to answer you again. I will say
this. How does a rock produce an egg? How does a rock produce sperm? How does a rock reproduce?
A rock.
How does it reproduce?
A rock conceived RNA. Via erosion of the granite, erosion of the chemicals, the heavy elements in this article that were eroded, that somehow conceived, that somehow assembled themselves in sunlight and water, the very thing that destroys DNA. You should be able to just say, okay, you know what? Sunlight and water destroys DNA. I'm throwing it out. But you'll still sit here and argue, well, why are you saying a rock conceived? I'm not saying a rock conceived. I was at Arizona State University and I interviewed them. And in fact, I could pull up, I could show you the interviews of them saying, yeah, we believe we came from rocks.
Oh, please do. Please do a video about it.
The creationists constantly misrepresent evolution. And the same thing with when he says to this day, despite everybody correcting him, he still says that, well, you believe, you know, evolutionists believe we came from a rock, except that no evolutionist ever believed that. Nobody, yeah. Not one, not ever.
Yeah.
So he says we all do. Nobody ever did. This is just a lie he always tells and cannot correct. Matt Powell and Kent Hovind and a few others I could mention have no concept of respect for integrity of knowledge.
No, they just
say things are true because they want them to be true.
What I've noticed about Matt Powell in particular, because I've made more videos about Matt than I have about Kent, is that whenever Matt says something and I think, right, that's clearly a load of crap, so let me find out exactly what it should be. Whenever he says anything, I can almost always only find any reference to that thing he cited on a creationist science website.
God is nowhere in the law of thermodynamics.
But you weren't really able to tell me what those were.
Fair enough. To be very clear, science, not my area at all.
What if I said nothing caused something over here to explode?
Again, highly unlikely.
No, it's impossible.
I would say it's highly unlikely. I would not say impossible.
Okay. So you think it's possible that nothing could cause something to explode?
I would say, is there a chance? Yeah. Because again, I don't exercise absolute certainty.
Are you absolutely certain of that? Do you think artificial intelligence always requires a designer? But intelligence doesn't. Like, actual intelligent beings don't require a designer.
So, we don't know.
Your statement, you said atheists believe something came from nothing. That's not accurate. I don't recall ever any atheist specifically.
I can name 10 right now that say that something came from nothing.
Do you really believe that something came from nothing?
Yes.
We cannot create life. We've tried every possible method, and we can't do it with all of the most high-tech instruments in the world. So you think that what couldn't come alive in a laboratory could, under controlled environment, could come to life in a violent prehistoric environment?
Saying it's not possible right now doesn't mean it's not possible.
So you're putting your trust in something we have not yet discovered.
I'm not putting my trust in the theistic explanation of God.
But you're looking for some explanation in the future.
Yeah.
So you're putting your trust in something we have not yet discovered.
I don't want to necessarily have absolute certainty or claim absolute certainty.
Absolutely, there's no certainties. I said that at the beginning, Mark.
Are you certain of that, though?
It just seems, absolutely. Absolutely, there's no certainties.
Because God loves us, and because he doesn't want anybody to go to hell when they die, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to take our place and to take our sin debt. See, it required a perfect lamb, a perfect substitute, in order to take away the sin of the world and the sins of you and I. See, when Jesus was on this earth, he went about doing many miracles. Jesus raised people from the dead. And Jesus would always tell the truth. And sometimes whenever you tell the truth, people get really offended. And sometimes the truth is simply hate to those who hate the truth. And they hated Jesus so much that they actually took and nailed him to the cross. And while Jesus was on the cross, the Bible says that who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And so every sin that I've ever done and every sin that you've ever done, it was as if Jesus had done it himself. He was being punished in our place for our sins. And so, like I said, he was the substitute lamb. He was the one who came and took your sins and my sins upon his own shoulders on that cross and bare them in his own body, as the Bible says. And the Bible even simply says that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so even though we were sinners, even though we didn't deserve the gift of salvation and the opportunity to go to heaven, Jesus Christ came and took our place as a substitute. And so the Bible says that he died not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. And so anybody can be saved by simply receiving the gift of salvation. That's how much he loved you and I. He decided to give his life not for a friend, but for an enemy. The people that spit on him, the people that whipped him, the people that drove the nails in his hands, the Bible says that he died for them. That is some amazing love. You know, I might lay down my life for somebody that I love, my wife or my kids, but I can't imagine laying down my life for my enemy. Jesus loved us so much that he decided to lay down his life while we were sinners. The Bible even says that Christ died for us. And so even though we didn't deserve the gift of salvation and a substitute lamb, God decided to provide that to us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, obviously they took Jesus' body down and buried it, but 3 days later he rose again from the dead. And that's the gospel, is simply believing that Jesus died for your sins and was buried and rose again. The Bible even simply just says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved."